This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back to the second hour now of the KE Report Weekend Show. As we do in the second hour, replaying a couple of our more listened to interviews from throughout the week. I'm going to start off with a couple market commentary interviews and then move over to a couple company updates. Again, this is going to be very focused on commodities, their continued breakout, and this rotation of money into precious metals as well as base metals and even the energy commodities, and the stocks starting to pick up steam. The first interview that I am replaying here is from Tuesday with our good friend Dave Erfley, the junior miner junkie. We get into some of the breakouts in gold and silver, and also some of the areas that Dave sees opportunity in when it comes to the underlying stocks. He makes a very interesting comment saying, this is the best time for new investors in the precious metals sector since 2016. To hear this full interview, visit our website or podcast, click on that Tuesday posting. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this preview of that interview. We're going to be focusing on the precious metals, with gold moving even closer to that 2300 level. Silver right now, right at $26, and the action in the underlying gold and silver equities continues to be strong, following through from what looks to be a pretty significant turnaround in March. We're chatting right now with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Dave, looking at gold, $2,286 right now on my screen on the futures, silver up to $26. This is in the face of a dollar that has been stronger. However, it's off a little bit today, but just under that 105 level. Markets are also selling off. The S&P down, NASDAQ, those are down right around 1%, if not a little bit more. Bitcoin's also selling off. So look, it seems like money is clearly rotating into the precious metals right now. Dave, what's more important in your eyes? Gold moving closer to 2300 or silver testing out this $26 level?
Yeah, I think the silver going up now to that 26 level is the most important here, because we take a look at gold. It's basically trading on momentum now, right? It's got no overhead resistance for the first time in 4 years. So we've got a major breakout. We had a confirmation last Thursday before the Good Friday holiday, a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly close well above 2100. That was a confirmation of the breakout. So now it's basically a momentum play now, right? And the 2300 looks like to be the next level of resistance it needs to get above. But silver, yeah, I mean, silver closing right below $26 in the futures today, right? So last week we had the clue of the gold stocks starting to distance themselves and outperform silver, because we've had silver and the gold stocks pretty much trading in tandem, showing relative weakness to the gold price as it continued higher. Well, last week we saw the gold stocks show relative strength to silver, and now this week we're starting to see the silver price showing relative strength to the gold price, and silver stocks really starting to, a lot of silver stocks showing some strong white candles there, because they've been completely beaten up and depressed. So yeah, and you've got the GDX and the GDXJ right at overhead resistance, and the GDX it's at 3233 area, and the GDXJ it's at 3940 area. It's stopping to take a breath there. But while it's doing that, you're seeing a lot of these deeply depressed quality juniors with strong white candles yesterday and today. So I basically use my portfolio as a barometer, because I basically built my own junior ETF, since you really don't have a barometer ETF for the juniors anymore. So my portfolio, the GMJ portfolio that I also cover for my subscribers, it's outperforming the GDXJ now. And the GDXJ is outperforming the GDX, and both GDX and GDXJ are outperforming gold. And now you've got silver added on to that, but it's only one day. We need to see follow through. We need to see that 26 level closed on above, especially on a weekly basis. And I think then it could shoot to 28 pretty quickly. And with these silver stocks finally starting to take notice and starting to move higher, I think that's a sign that we're going to see 26 broken this week.
Yeah, Dave, it sure is nice to have a call like this with you guys where we see the mining stocks outperforming the metals, silver finally outperforming gold, and the silver stocks finally getting a little love. So you are the junior miner junkie, and you do cover a lot of different stocks, as you say, for your subscribers, but you got a good lay of the land in the space. You're at the conventions. You know the companies out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What would you say to people that have been resistant to get into the mining stocks, possibly for years, because they've actually been underperforming for so long? Now that the worm is turning in the sector, what kind of advice would you give people looking at the moves in the stocks, and which stages of companies do you expect to make the moves at different times as this cycle plays out?
Well, if you're a newbie and you're just getting into this sector now, you pick probably the best time since 2016 when we had a situation similar to now where the gold stocks are trading the cheapest in relation to the price of gold ever. And I didn't think I'd ever see that again. Well, here we are. We've got that situation again. So if you're just getting into this sector now, you should have a strong base of a basket of the best miners and royalty companies. And you start off with that. And then you add a couple of mid-tiers. Then you start going into the developer explorers, the quality developer explorers. That's basically what I've done. So my strong base is my SEP IRA account, which I also share with my subscribers. That's where I have what I feel is the best miners and the best royalty companies. In the JMJ portfolio, I have some growth oriented producers and mostly developer explorers. I have a few higher risk early stage companies that are at the PEA stage. So they've already made a nice discovery and they have a defined resource and they're at the PEA stage. So I haven't gotten into early stage companies quite yet. So that's basically where I would start. I would start with the majors and the royalty companies and then go into some mid-tiers and some developers and some late-stage developers. And then I would still avoid the early-stage plays at this time.
So something that we've been talking about, Dave, is the constructive nature of that turnaround from last month. The gold majors started to move. The mid-tiers, some of which were already moving, those picked up. Juniors, those have also started to move. I'm seeing across the board at least 20% rises in a lot of stocks, if not way more than that, and all of it on better volume. What about these stocks that haven't moved that much? Say they're only up 5, 10, maybe only 20%. When you're looking around and seeing these other stocks that have outperformed, is that the market telling us that those are the quality stocks that have already outperformed and we should be avoiding these smaller stocks or even the larger ones that just haven't moved to that same, let's say, 20% plus degree?
Well, it depends on their own situation. Let's face it, most of these companies still need to go away. You know, 80-85% of them I wouldn't touch. But the quality ones that haven't moved yet, it's probably because they don't have enough money or the market is waiting to see them raise money to continue de-risking the projects they have. It all depends on their particular situation. You know, I own a couple of stocks that are in that situation. They've got multi-million ounces in the ground. They do have access to capital, but they haven't found that strategic partner yet. They're looking for a strategic partner, but they're in a tier one jurisdiction and they have a brownfield package and they've already proved up all these ounces and they proved in the past that they could raise money, but the market knows they need money now. And if they're waiting for I've got one stock in particular that's waiting for a strategic partner to give them some, to basically take a piece of them. Cause like I said, they've got, you know, multi-millions of ounces in the ground in a top-tier jurisdiction, and it's a brownfield site. It used to be a top-producing mine. And there's another company that I have that is in a situation where they're looking for a 50-50 partner for one of their projects. They have several projects in development. So it all depends on the particular situation for that company. But as long as they have the quality, you know, the serially successful management teams that have done this before in markets like this, then, you know, I wouldn't press the panic button and sell them to buy something that's already taken off.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
right, welcome back. Second segment of the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm replaying an interview from Friday, a guest that I find one of the most entertaining we have on the show, Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. We do talk commodities, but we also get into the significance of the continued rise in rates. And quite frankly, Joel brings up some very good points and also some great lines of saying that we could have 3 to 5% interest rates for the next decade. And when it comes to that magnificent seven, they might be dropping off, and he has a good name for those as well. So this is going to be about the first half of that interview for all of you to listen to. This was posted Friday on our website and podcast. Here is Joel. We're chatting with Joel Elkonen. We're going to be talking about this broad move in commodities higher. And in all fairness, the U.S. market's also getting bought back here. It seems to be just kind of this bullish environment across the board for investors that is also widening out. And I think that's one main thing that we have seen in the commodities sector as well. Joel is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website. Joel, let's start with commodities and some of the bigger commodity sectors, more the headline commodity sectors, where gold has continued its breakout. Copper has also moved above $4, about 5% above that $4 target, a little above $4.20. Crude is closing in on $90 a barrel. These are, again, some of the headline commodities that are continuing to get a buy here. They ended last quarter strong, and they sure started April on a strong note. What's driving these commodity moves here in your eyes, Joel?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. It's a confluence of different things. There could be some good implications and some bad implications of everything. I just want to say congratulations to all those holders of gold, and I'm one of them, making a big move. It's just a rotation, and it's into the metals, it's into the commodities prices, and that's just what you're seeing. I think that the actions of the Fed are kind of indecisive. At least, they say one thing and another one says another thing. So, it's just a rotation, and now the other rotation is into the commodities and gold. Now, if you want to look longer term and look at it from a inflation perspective, it's not the greatest thing, but gold's caught a nice bid. Silver's playing a little bit of catch up. Maybe people are, taking a little money out of Bitcoin and diversifying with the metals. So it's just, story, rotation, anticipation of the Fed lowering rates, all favorable for the gold and the commodities.
Joel, I got two questions for you back to back. One, are you going to sell your gold now that it's way above 1900? And two, when you look at Dr. Copper and we look at oil, the other thing in the commodities is those, Dr. Copper is the health of the manufacturing and the economy and electricity, and crude is a tax on everything. And as that goes up and as gas prices go up, it can affect the inflation numbers. What do you think about those two commodities popping their heads higher?
Well, sell is a four-letter word. You know that. In the markets, you just got to hold on for dear life. So no, having it in a couple portfolios, been in there since COVID, a little diversification play, nothing to take home to the bank. So just sticking with that position. Now it's easy, now that it's broken out, it's much easier to trade it technically, just being in that range for so long and the fades and everything. Now to me, there's a little bit more discernible patterns, but don't have any place to take the money out of the gold really to put it into at this point. And then, your second question pertained to?
Dr. Copper and oil popping their heads
yes.
up.
Well, I mean, a couple things that, we'll get some of that data next week, right? And whether or not that will be reflected in the data, when did they take it? Did they take it when crude was at 75, 76? There's always a lag effect. So the inflation numbers were not great last month, and markets very optimistic here with today's rally, even with the rally in crude. Now, you can look at copper in a couple different perspectives. One, you can look at it from, you know, an optimistic, you know, point of view that, hey, we're still building, we're still housing, infrastructure, buildings. That's good. That's good. The economy's still humming. If you want to look at it from an, you know, if you're building or, you know, you're going to need copper from the inflation perspective, it's not a good thing. But I think overall, what you're seeing in the market today from the relief of the jobs numbers is everything is still okay. The other thing that I read about copper, and, you know, don't quote me on this, and I don't have an exact source, but they're talking about, like, the data centers and all the AI, right? All the infrastructure that's needed to complete the manufacturing of these chips that are going to be needed so much. So I don't want to call copper an AI play, but, you know, if you want to use a stretch of the imagination, you could put it in that category. Perhaps that's another reason for some of its recent strength.
So, Joel, let's look big picture at this, because, look, a lot of people waiting on these rate cuts, but now even the market, I think, is factoring in, pricing in only about 2.5 cuts this year. So the market has started to discount even more rate cuts. We're seeing the U.S. dollar higher. We're seeing almost everything higher along with some better economic data. So how do you navigate this environment where it seems like you would think, with the market factoring in less rate cuts, that markets would pull back, that a lot of other things would pull back, and that's just not what we're seeing.
Can I have your cake and eat it too? Okay? I mean, you know, it's, I don't think the market really needs rate cuts. I think the people that are, you know, predicating their investment thesis on lower rates or rates going back to zero, you have to look at right now. Rates are still low. Okay, rates on a historical basis are still low. I got my first mortgage, okay? It was double digits, okay? I was so happy when it went up into single digits. So historically, we are still at a low interest rate environment. People have to appreciate that. It's not good to go back down to those lower rates. I could see rates staying between 3 and 5% for a decade.
Oh, that's a great time to end it, isn't it? We did continue to chat with Joel here, talking about U.S. market stability because of the, I guess, widening out a little bit of money, but then also the weakness in terms of the Magnificent Seven stocks. A couple of those starting to fracture. Joel looks at the markets very much in a generalist nature. He does tend to be a bit bullish on markets, but that has proven to be right for him, and he can't argue with the charts that he has pointed to. But hey, there are some great other comments by Joel in that interview, so be sure to visit our website, podcast, or YouTube channel to listen to that full Joel Elkonen interview. We're going to be right back. Time to get into a couple company updates, starting with Metallic Royalty and Streaming.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News update.
Shake, rattle, and roll. Aftershocks still being felt after that rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast. The epicenter in the town of Lebanon, New Jersey, that's about 50 miles away from New York City. For a period of time on Friday, ground stops at the New York area airports, including Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were inspected for cracks. Dave Collins has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Turning now to sports, the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play at 8:49 p.m. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Next interview in the second hour is another interview from Friday, a company update from Metallic, royalty and streaming. We recap the year-end financial results and also get a bit of a better handle on what to expect this year in terms of growth with a couple major assets coming online and the timing of some of that revenue. I hope you all enjoy this interview with the President and CEO, Brett Heath. We're getting an update from Metallic Royalty and Streaming. We're going to be recapping the most recently released financial results for the year end, and also looking ahead to 2024, as well as talking about the growth strategy for the company for this year. We're chatting with Brett Heath, President and CEO of Metalla. Metalla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA and on the NYSE American under the symbol MTA. Brett, let's talk about the 2023 year end here in terms of growth when it comes to gold equivalent ounces attributable to the company. It exceeded the top end of your guidance by 14%, delivering just under 4,000 ounces for the year. Talk to us about what contributed to the growth last year and what contributed to exceeding that top end guidance, please.
Thanks, Corey, and thanks for having me back on. So we were very pleased with the
the production out of our producing assets in 2023, you know, again, exceeding guidance by 14%, just under 4,000 ounces produced for the year. And we saw some strong production out of El Realito. That was one that did significantly beat expectations in regards to what our expectations were. You know, again, El Realito is a satellite deposit of the La India mine that's operated by Agnico Eagle. So they are very, very good operators, and doesn't surprise me to see that outperformance. Generally, all of the different royalties that we have came either in line or very, very close to our expectations. So it was good to see a good turnout on the production. And, you know, we're excited about the new assets that are coming online over the next year or two.
Well, Brett, let's talk a little bit about some of those assets that are coming online. You got a couple big projects that are nearing production, Tocantinzinho, Côté, Amalgamated Kirkland, and also Gosselin stepping up now as a big part of the Côté. So walk us through some of the growth on tap in the year to come and the years to come.
So TZ, which is abbreviated for Tocantinzinho, is doing very well this year. They're on track, on budget, on timeline for production to start in the second half of this year. You know, they may even pour gold prior to that, but we see that ramping up. That's going to be a significant growth asset for us. This is over 2 million ounce deposit. It's going to be doing on an annualized basis, you know, right around 200,000 ounces a year. And we've got a 0.75% royalty that covers the entire project, which also has a lot of exploration upside. It's being operated by the G Mining team, which are one of the best mine builders in the business. These are the guys that are hired by Newmont and Barrick and the biggest companies out there to build their toughest mines. And so this is going to be a great steady Eddie asset. You know, it's going to fill in very well and very nicely with the other very steady assets that we have, like Wharf, which is operated by Coeur Mining, and Aranzazu, which is operated by Oro Minerals, and a handful of others that we have, you know, diversifying that cash flow across a number of different assets. Amalgamated Kirkland also is another asset that is on track to start producing in 2024, potentially before the second half, but also kind of lined up for, you know, we think a second half start of the year. And Côté just poured their first gold bar. It was announced earlier this week. So big, big de-risking event for Côté. That is going to be ramping up over the balance of this year. And the sequence of where they're mining, they're gonna start at the south side of that Côté pit. Our royalty covers the north side, so that sequence will be hitting the north side of the Côté pit probably in the second half of 2025. And so the cash flow from that one will be a bit lumpy, but the big opportunity here again is you've got, you know, upwards of $3 billion of sunk capital. The mine is built, it's going in production, and we've got a royalty on Gosselin, which is guided to be integrated into the Côté mine plan in 2025, you know, probably production 2027, 2028, but Gosselin continues to look like a tier one royalty, one of the most phenomenal deposits I've ever seen. It's got now 7.4 million ounces, and it's growing. It increased 2.4 million ounces just off 35,000 meters of drilling. They're going to drill another 35,000 meters on that. So, you know, we continue to see Gosselin as a tier one royalty. You know, the potential of a Goldstrike, a Cortez, a Malartic alike type royalty. When you put Gosselin and Côté together, you're looking at something that is going to easily do 500,000 plus ounces a year for many decades.
Brett, let's set some sort of expectations then for these major assets for the company coming online this year. What could investors expect in terms of revenue flows from these assets? Because starting up is one thing, and actually having full-scale production is a whole other beast when it comes to mining, generating revenues, and then that filtering into a royalty company.
That's correct, Corey. And so as these things ramp up, obviously no mine ramps up immediately to kind of a commercial rate. So, you know, our guidance for production of ounces in 2024 is the same as it was back in 2023. we do feel that, you know, there is potential, of that being exceeded, but we're really going to see the full scale kind of growth numbers kick up in 2025. So that's what we're most excited about. You know, once all these assets are fully up and running, we get a full year of kind of commercial rate of production. We also have Endeavor, which will likely come on in 2025. That's going to be a very significant asset for us. We've got a 4% royalty on the lead, zinc, silver on that operation, and that is looking like it'll probably do, you know, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 gold equivalent ounces a year, kind of on an annualized commercial run rate by itself. We also have a handful of small silver mines that we believe have potential to come online in 2025, 2026. We have not included any of those in our guidance as of yet, but these are past producing operations, you know, fully functioning mill facilities and so forth, all the permits, all the development, you know, these were mines that were in production. So we think that there is potential, particularly if you've got a bias that, you know, silver is going to follow gold. You know, we believe that'll incentivize these companies to bring these assets back online a lot sooner. So, you know, again, we've got a portfolio of so many of these opportunities and you know, we think that as we move into this next phase of gold breaking out into a new bull market, we think that a lot of these things are going to be fast tracked. And that's how we designed the portfolio when we were buying all these different assets.
Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this update on the weekend show, but we continue to chat with Brett, one about the acquisition last year of Nova Royalty, which brought in a handful of base metals royalties, some more long-dated assets there, as well as the growth strategy for this year with a better market and with an overall larger company market cap-wise. We asked Brett if he is expecting a lot more acquisitions and even what the acquisition strategy is for 2024. That full interview can be seen or listened to on our website, podcast, or YouTube page. In the final segment, we're having one more company update, again on the precious metals side, simply because, look, it seems like this market is starting to really pick up steam and these stocks are just starting to move. All you need to do is pull up a long-term chart and see some of the upside that could be here. That's why we're focusing more on companies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Final segment of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Little favor to ask all of you listening on the radio. Please reach out to me. Let me know what radio station you listen on. Let me know any other details of how you found the show. I'm just looking to better target our radio listeners simply because coming to our website, coming to our podcast, coming to our YouTube page, we have all the analytics around that so we can tell where you're all coming from. It's the radio that's harder for me to track. So my email address, fleck@kereport.com. That is fleck@kereport.com. Please, again, let me know what station you listen to, what else you're looking for our show. Without further ado, here is the final segment of this weekend show, a replay from Friday, an update from Kenerland Minerals, one of the larger prospect generators in terms of partnerships with majors. I'm getting an update from Kenerland Minerals. We're going to be updating everybody on a couple government grants that the company got from the Ontario government and the Manitoba government, and going through a couple asset updates from the Frotet project, the Tanacross project, and the South Uchi project. I am chatting with Zach Flood, CEO and president of Kenerland Minerals. Kenerland is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD, on the OTCQX under the symbol KLDCF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 3WQ0. Now, Zach, first things first, let's talk about some of these government grants that the company has received. These news releases came out throughout March. Government grants totaling $500,000, as I said, from Ontario and Manitoba, all to help advance exploration companies, Kenerland being one of these companies who holds projects in a number of different jurisdictions, including Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, and Alaska. Zach, talk to us about these grants. How did Kenerland get them, and how do you utilize that $500,000 that comes in?
Yeah, sure, Corey. So the grants are really to support exploration for critical metals. A number of our projects have high potential for things like nickel, for instance, in the Thompson, South Thompson project, which is in the Thompson Nickel Belt, a very well-known, well-endowed nickel camp there, as well as in Ontario, where a number of projects are highly prospective for lithium pegmatite systems. So, yeah, I mean, they're pretty straightforward, you know, applications. I think a lot of companies are applying for these. We just want to notify the market that, you know, we are receiving these grants and we're putting these funds to use to explore for these critical metals. They don't pay for 100% of the program. You have to match the funds, you know, for various amounts. So they pay for portions of the programs. But in Manitoba, we'll be applying those funds towards a large EM survey we're flying on the South Thompson Nickel Project. And in Ontario, we're going to be applying that towards a lot of surface work, surface geochemistry and mapping and HMC kind of soil sampling and whatnot for lithium pegmatite systems.
Okay, so that will help just continue to advance some of that early on exploration there. Let's go into some of the asset updates. The Frotet project, one that we talk about very regularly. Now Kennerland holds that 4% royalty with Sumitomo Metal Mining, continuing to explore at this asset. What can you tell us about the drill program that was underway last time we chatted?
Yeah, the drill program has wrapped up, so we're going to have a press release out on that probably next week at some point, just highlighting, you know, some of the details from how much drilling there was and where we were drilling. And we should expect to see assays in the following months, maybe throughout the summer as well. So, yeah, it's just kind of a general update there. It's pretty exciting. We've crossed 100,000 meters of drilling on the project and over 200 drill holes, so a bit of a milestone for the project there. And again, Kennerland holds a 4% net smelter royalty on the project there with a $13 million buy down to 3.25%. So a very, very significant asset in our portfolio, probably the most valuable asset, I think a big value driver for, you know, our share price and market cap going forward here as we see that project advance.
Now, just remind everybody what the strategy was for this most recent drill program, focused a lot at that Renault discovery that you now have a lot of meters into.
Yeah, so drilling has definitely shifted more towards infill resource definition style drilling. So there were a number of step outs into areas with less drilling, but the bulk of it was kind of infilling some of the known vein structures down to about 50 meter drill spacing. You know, when you get down to that level, you're looking at, you know, more of like a spacing for an inferred resource, for instance. So the plan in the future is to obviously move this towards some sort of resource, or Sumitomo will move it towards some sort of resource likely. So this drilling is all kind of, you know, focused and geared towards that.
All right, let's also move on to another asset within the company's large portfolio of projects. Let's talk about the Catanacross project, because recent news here has Kennerland taking back 100% of this asset. It was Antofagasta that is backing away from its earn-in agreement. What happened here? Why is Antofagasta walking away from Catanacross?
Yeah, sure. So we have been exploring the Catanacross project for the last 2 years. That exploration was being funded by Antofagasta Minerals, a Chilean mining company. The first year, which was 2022, was focused on a lot of surface work and geophysics to define drill targets. So we did, you know, large scale 3D IP and MT surveys, which are kind of electrical surveys there, looking at chargeability and conductivity contrast, as well as big systematic mapping program and surface geochem program, all focused around mostly the known prospects called East Taurus and West Taurus. We did also additional work on South Taurus, which is a target to the south of those known prospects that hasn't been drill tested. So that was 2022, and then 2023, which was last summer, we went in and drilled a number of holes, about four holes totaling just over 2,000 meters, mostly, again, focused all on West Taurus and East Taurus, which is where a lot of the historical drilling was. And the results, you know, they weren't spectacular, so this is probably the main reason for Antofagasta pulling out, but Kennerlin feels like there's still a lot of potential on the project, especially in these targets that have not been drill tested. That would be our kind of priority moving forward. So South Taurus being one of those, McCord Creek too, which sits in between East and West Taurus, and then some other targets down in the valley where there's a lot of overburden. So that's, again, just the way it kind of played out. Now we have 100% of the project. I don't think that we're going to have a hard time finding another partner to come in and drill test some of these more discovery-focused targets. The project has huge potential. You know, what we see up there already is a cluster of mineralized porphyry systems, large alteration footprint. You're in the same age rocks as, you know, the Casino copper deposit, which is one of North America's largest undeveloped copper deposits. That's over on the Yukon side. So you're really kind of up in elephant country there. And obviously Antofagasta saw that potential. And even prior to that, Freeport spent 2 years exploring with us up there as well. But, you know, these things don't always turn out the way you hope them to when you're working with another company. Their interest might be in other targets outside of what your focus would be or different risk profiles. So in this case, they were kind of drilling around known mineralization where, you know, I think what we would want to do moving forward is really test these greenfields targets because, again, I really see that as the big discovery potential up there.
So is there any more work that you need to do, Kennerlin, as a company to draw in some other, say, partner on this asset? Any plans for this year at Ten Across?
Honestly, not really. We might extend one of the geophysical surveys, one of the EM surveys we did at South Taurus, which would be kind of a nominal exploration budget. But we've acquired a lot of data, a lot of geophysical data sets and really quality, high density geochemistry as well. And a lot of these targets are really well defined and drill ready. We actually have a drill on site that'll be there all summer and potentially next summer as well. So we had a deal worked out with the driller there. So the project's really turnkey, ready to go. And we've got, you know, the budgets worked out and the targets worked out as well. So it's really just a matter of someone else stepping in, putting up the funds to test these things.
All right, that wraps us up. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. And please be in touch. Let me know what you think of the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better.
My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.